Okay? So, when to get us going on the path, what we have to have is a determination to be free from cyclic existence. That's really important. That's the first step. Because if we don't have the determination to be free from cyclic existence, then we'll never be free, you know, because we see this in our life all the time. If we don't have the aspiration for something, we're never going to accomplish it. So we have to have the aspiration for liberation, and then there's the chance for us to accomplish it. So this aspiration for liberation, this determination to be free, it's also called renunciation. Now, people hear the term renunciation, and they go, ugh, renunciation sounds terrible. Actually, renunciation is not a very good translation of the term. Yeah, it does have more the connotation of definitely emerging from suffering. But even if you do use the word renunciation, you know, what are we renouncing? We're renouncing suffering and misery and dissatisfaction. Yeah, don't you want to renounce those? Or do you want to stay in a dissatisfied state forever? Okay, so when you hear the term renunciation, don't think, oh, that means I have to give up all the pleasure in life. I have to give up everything that makes me happy. Uh-uh. That's not the meaning of renunciation. You're not renouncing happiness. You're renouncing misery. Okay? So this sense of renunciation, this determination to be free, is a very important part of our spiritual path. It's like I said, it's really the essential thing that gets us going in the Dharma. And if we don't have renunciation, what happens? Okay? What happens is we keep blaming others for our problems. Yeah. When we have renunciation, when we have this determination to be free from cyclic existence, then we're accepting responsibility for our own life and what happens to it. And we know that we can counteract the defilements. And we know that we're the ones who are responsible for our own happiness. So when we have this determination to be free, when we have renunciation, we stop blaming others for our problems. This gives us a lot of freedom already, because if we don't have the determination to be free from samsara, then we constantly blame others for our problems. Okay? Anybody here do that? Yeah. We're professionals at blaming others for our problems, aren't we? You know, why am I unhappy? Because this person did this and that person did that. And my husband did this, my wife did that, my kid did this. And, you know, this person did that person did that. And, you know, everybody is just horrible and that's why I am miserable. You know, we just blame others. Where do we get by blaming others? What do we get out of blaming others? Does it change anything? You know, when you get in a bad mood and you're grumpy and you just complain, you know, you see your family in the morning and instead of saying good morning, you say, why did you do this? Why didn't you do that? You know, or with your children, you become like a drill sergeant, you know, in the army, giving them orders all the time. You know, because you're blaming them for your misery. I mean, what do we get out of that? We just get more unhappiness, don't we? Okay, so blaming others doesn't change anything. Because even when we criticize them, and even when we give them all of our wonderful advice about how they should change, they still don't do it. Okay? So, you know, it's better just if we give up blaming others and just accept responsibility, then there's the opportunity to actually change our experience. Okay? So without the determination to be free, well, then we just keep blaming others. Also, without the determination to be free, we have very little motivation to practice the Dharma, because we're very distracted by trying to improve our life and cyclic existence. Yeah. So as long as we're seeing happiness and misery as outside, we're going to be always distracted. You know, oh, if I can just fold this cloth in another way, then it'll be really nice. Then I'll be happy. You know, if I can just rearrange this in a nicer way, then I'll be happy. Yeah. So we're always distracted by trying to make our life in samsara a little bit better. If only I can get another job. If only I can get another boyfriend or girlfriend. If only I can live in a different place. You know, we're always living with in our heads saying, if only. But you know, that doesn't make us happy. That doesn't change anything. And what it does is it totally distracts us from actually creating the cause of happiness through practicing the Dharma. Whereas when we have the determination to be free from cyclic existence, then, you know, we have a lot of motivation to practice. And of course, the more we practice, the happier we're going to be. Okay? Also, another advantage of having the determination to be free is that we don't get caught up in all of the dramas of our daily life. Okay? Do any of you have dramas in your daily life? Yeah? Every day we have a drama, don't we? You know, who's the star of our drama? Me. Okay? When I was a little kid, my mother used to call me Sarah Bernhardt. I never knew who Sarah Bernhardt was for a long time, but my mother always used to say, you're acting like Sarah Bernhardt. And then I found out that Sarah Bernhardt was one of these silent film actresses, or she was some kind of actress, like, I don't know, 80 years ago, who was, everything was so dramatic. And there was so much feeling, and everything was a big deal, you know? And so I think I must have been like that. I mean, I know now as an adult like that, I can be similar, you know? It's like everything that happens in my life is a big deal, you know? Okay, people can be dying in Iraq. They can be starving in Sudan. But that's not important. What's important is my colleague didn't say good morning to me today. You know, that is the national catastrophe of the day. You know, so we make these like insignificant things into huge dramas in our life. Why? Because we don't have the determination to be free from cyclic existence. And so instead, we're just spinning around all these petty things because we have such a small, small mind. You know, our mind is just thinking about me. There's this whole big world of sentient beings, and we're just thinking about me. You know, and there's this whole extraordinary lifespan, previous lives, future lives for me, you know, even us as one individual, you know, who we are spans multiple lifetimes. But when we're in our Sarah Bernhardt phase, we're just looking at what's happening right now today and how terrible it is. Oh, you know? And we cause ourselves so much misery. Whereas if we really just let go of cyclic existence and aspire for liberation, then we don't get caught in all these petty dramas. Okay? Yeah? You know what I mean by petty dramas? Okay. Another benefit that comes from having renunciation or the determination to be free is that then we're very eager to transform everything we do in our life into something that creates the cause for happiness. We really want to transform every action into the cause for liberation and enlightenment. Okay? When we do that, then every small thing we do in our life has incredible potential because we can transform anything into the cause. Excuse me. We can transform anything into the cause for liberation. So, for example, if we really aspire to be free of cyclic existence, then we want to create as much positive potential or merit as we can. So then, when it comes time to eat, we stop and we offer our food. Yeah, we do a little meditation before we eat. Then eating becomes the cause for enlightenment. But if we don't think, you know, the goal of my life is liberation and enlightenment, then how do we approach food? The same way that animals do. It looks good, you know? And you look, I mean, people, okay, we might eat with chopsticks or a spoon or fork, but the mind is just like an animal's mind sometimes with food, isn't it? Yeah. We get our food, we can't even sit down on the table and eat it. We start eating it on the way walking back to the table. Yeah. And we just dive in the food, really like a hungry dog, you know. So we're not really using our human potential when we act like that. But when we have this aspiration for liberation, you know, then even small actions like eating can become the part of the path to enlightenment. You know, when we take a bath in the evening or whatever time you take a bath, okay, even bathing your body, you know, can become the cause of enlightenment if you change the way you think when you're taking a bath. Okay, so if you think that the water is like wisdom nectar and you're washing your body and you think that the dirt and the smell you're washing away is like the negative karma, okay, the distorted mental states, then you think like that when you're bathing, then bathing becomes the cause for liberation. Then washing dishes becomes the cause for liberation because you can think of the soap and the sponge as the wisdom and compassion that are cleaning the dirt off of your own and others' sentient beings' minds. Okay, so you think like that when you're washing the dishes or when you're washing your car. Yeah. Then if you think like that, it becomes the cause for liberation. Then everybody in the family wants to do the dishes. Okay? Because everybody says, wow, I can create so much positive potential. I can create the cause for the everlasting happiness of liberation and enlightenment by washing the dishes. Go away, Mom. Go away, Dad. I'm going to wash the dishes. Okay? And so your whole life is transformed. How you approach just small things in your life. Instead of just, you know, so often in our life we just do things like just to get it done, you know. I just want to get that done so I can get on to something else. But what kind of way is that to live? Yeah, think about it. How many of you make lists of the things that you have to do? Oh, okay, there's 10 of us. Huh? The rest of you still haven't taken the precept against lying. So a lot of us, especially now when we have very busy lives, okay, we take out our sheet of paper and we make lists of everything we have to do today, right? We list, right, this, 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 this. Then what does the purpose of our life become? To cross things off of our list. Yeah, and we develop this mind that says, oh, I just want to get this done and get it off my list. And then I want to get that done, get it off my list. And that, get it off my list. So then, what's the big pleasure you experience in life? Crossing things off your list. Yeah, what kind of way is that to live? Where the biggest pleasure you have in life is crossing a chore off your list. That's no way to live, is it? Yeah? But when we have, you know, the determination to be free from cyclic existence, then we know we can transform all these chores into the cause for enlightenment simply by changing the way we think when we're doing them. Okay? Then, when we do a chore, we're really present. We're really living in the here and now when we're doing that chore. We have a good motivation. You know, we're thinking with kindness. We're developing wisdom. We're changing the way we look at the situation. Then everything becomes the path to enlightenment, and our life becomes very meaningful and very, very pleasurable and joyful. Okay? And our life has much more meaning than just crossing chores off of a list. Okay? So you see that with renunciation, the determination to be free, you know, there's so much goodness that comes. There's also another benefit from developing renunciation. And that is that then when we take precepts, you know, for example, the five lay precepts or bodhisattva vows or monastic precepts, then your precepts become something that you really treasure because you see that your precepts help you give up doing things that you don't really want to do. Okay? So if we take the five lay precepts, remember what they are? What's the first one? Not to kill. Okay, what's the second one? Not to steal. Third one? Yeah, to abandon unwise sexual behavior. Fourth one? Oh, no wonder everybody's quiet. This is the one you all didn't take. Oh, now we know. Okay, the fourth one is lying. To abandon lying. Fifth one. Intoxicants. Okay. So alcohol, tobacco, yeah, cigarettes, and illegal drugs. So you want to abandon those kind of things. Okay. So, you know, if you have this determination to be free from cyclic existence because you understand your Buddha nature, then abandoning these five actions is something you really want to do. And then you see your precepts as protection against doing these actions which you don't want to do anyway. Okay. So then taking precepts, taking vows becomes so much goodness, you know, and so much happiness. Oh, I want to take precepts. Whereas if we don't have this determination to be free, then our precepts and our vows can, because of the confusion in our mind, we may take our precepts to be confinement. Oh, I have this precept. I can't go out and drink. Oh, gee, I wish I didn't have that precept because I'd really like to go out and have a drink and get drunk tonight. You know, alcohol is the source of happiness. Right? How many times in our life have we thought intoxicants are the source of happiness? A lot. But are they? What happens when you go drinking and drugging? Your life is a mess, isn't it? Yeah, it becomes a total mess. All your relationships become very, very messy. You know, I was talking about that I do prison work. The prisoners I deal with, almost every single one of them was intoxicated at the time they committed their crime. Yeah? And I often wonder if they hadn't been intoxicated, would they have done the action that got them imprisoned? Yeah? Because when we get intoxicated, we just lose control and we wind up doing all sorts of incredible things. Okay? So when we have the determination to be free from cyclic existence, then we have, you know, the precepts become so valuable and so meaningful, and they aren't seen as confinements, but they're seen as things that really make our life very rich and things that we want to live by. Okay? So you see, all these advantages come when we have renunciation of suffering, when we give up, you know, when we have the determination to be free from ignorance, anger, attachment, and all the karma that causes rebirth and cyclic existence. Okay? So, you know, developing this attitude of wanting to be free of cyclic existence is very, very important.